Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by George Bennett, the CEO of Rainbow Rare Earths. George, very good morning to you. This resource update adds yttrium to the Palabora model, one of the rare earths now under Chinese export controls. How does this strengthen the project's value proposition and its importance as a near-term non-Chinese source of strategic rare earths?
Well, as we saw last week, the US government updated its critical minerals list, and these rare earths are on that critical minerals list, and they're deemed to be the most at risk with Chinese export controls, where they're focusing on these medium and heavy rare earths more so than the light rare earths. These samarium and the gadolinium and yttrium, very importantly, are on that list, and we will be producing significant quantities in terms of the total requirement out of our project at Phalaborwa.
George, you mentioned growing interest in securing supplies of restricted elements like yttrium and gadolinium. What kind of offtake or partnership discussions are you seeing now, and how will it affect the financials of the definitive feasibility study?
It's a good question. We are seeing increased and heightened interest in offtake for the SEG Plus group that we're going to be producing in Phalaborwa, and it'll be the same for the project in Brazil. But we've seen interest from not only some of the biggest OEMs in the world, but also from strategic offtakers in countries like South Korea, Japan, as well as North America and Europe. This is very significant for Rainbow that our SEG Plus group of rares is very, very sought after at the moment. And we're getting very, very good payability levels quoted to us, higher than what we originally had in our feasibility study. So these are going to be a very nice sweetener to the financials of the project, not only in terms of our payability, but also the fact that yttrium is also regarded as key in defense, which is one of the reasons why the US has put it on the critical minerals list. And as I said, it's going to be a nice sweetener to the financials for the Phalaborwa project because we never included these before in our previous financial analysis.
George, with both Palabora in South Africa and Uberaba in Brazil producing similar SEG Plus profiles, how do these projects position Rainbow within the global effort to build secure and sustainable rare earth supply chains outside of China?
It positions us, I believe, very well. Not only are we going to be at the lower end of the cost curve, in fact, we think the lowest end of the cost curve and one of the highest in terms of the margin curve for both projects. It's going to make us a significant producer of both in neodymium and praseodymium, which we know is one of two of the key rare earth elements, but also the fact that our combined SEG Plus group is going to make us one of the larger producers of these heavies outside of China, I think bodes very well for Rainbow as a company. And obviously, it bodes very well for the final financial metrics of both projects, which for Pelabor is very good.
George, I hope you'll continue to keep us updated with your progress. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on once again.
George Bennett, the CEO of Rainbow Rare Earths.